There we go. We have audio. Gosh, I hope we have audio. Huh. We figured it out. We got here. Hi.
Are you sure?
Yeah, maybe. This is fun. I've got delayed chat over here, though.
They'll tell you. Ooh, that one was an old stressed one. Wow.
Okay, good.
I'm good. It was like the extra. Ooh-ah.
We're streaming on Jocelyn's computer today, so if there's weird stuff, you gotta let us know, because I don't have all my normal buttons.
We're attempting to set it up so we both can do it, no matter where we are, which is good.
This is the plan.
This is the plan. We and I need help getting stuff set up, because stuff gets weird when we put accessibility into the mix.
The buttons are so big.
The buttons are quite large. My screen font's quite big. I'm surprised so far Streamlabs hasn't given us any trouble with the large buttons.
It's been a little interesting, but nothing's
broken.
Nothing's straight up broken.
Which is a good start.
Also says, so when you're together, you make it on time. Lol.
Lol? Listen. We almost didn't, because the procurement of bagel chips had to occur.
Yes, and then somebody had to stop us and compliment our knits, and we had a nice long chat.
We found a random fellow knitter at the bagel store.
As you do.
As you do when you take your octopus sweater out in public. My God, that's a pretty sweater.
It's great. It's running away from me. It's running away from me. It's toasty in here, so I can't wear it, but I got complimented on it last night too by some random stranger.
Oh, and lovely.
It's a really, and somebody at the airport too. Like, people have been literally coming up to me to tell me how great this sweater is.
To be fair, that is in the 52-inch bust size, which is my bust size.
Oh yeah, do you want to try it on?
Jocelyn needs to put it on.
Yes, put it on.
Okay. Because I need to see how it fits.
Obviously, the arms are probably too short.
I'll need longer arms, but that's fine. What episode number are we? Guys, we're doing a podcast episode
in theory.
Let me strip first.
Strip. Yeah, I believe it's 376.
376?
Okay. Oh, also want some bagel chips in the next advent box.
Absolutely. I can't send you the cream cheese, but I can mail you the chips.
Okay.
Do I have a front? Do I have a back?
Yes. The back is higher. It also has less woven-in ends.
Oh my God, there are non-woven-in ends back here.
There are non-woven-in ends. They're, like, knotted together, so they won't unravel, but that side's the back.
That's totally a thing I do.
Well, because otherwise it's just really hard to tell.
Whatever, they're perfectly elbow length for me. What are you talking about?
Anyway, hello to Asa and Melanie and Tina.
Oh,
they've been talking about weather.
Weather is a thing. Okay, I might need to make this at this size. Like, that's not too bad for oversized.
Oh, that looks great.
Dawson might need to make an octopus sweater. Not sure about this cable detail. It's not that I can see it, it's that I can feel it. Like, everyone's like, there's a cable detail. I'm like, that's lovely. I'm just gonna pet my chest. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I can feel it. It's like a partial twist.
Yeah. So it's rather than the whole cable, it's just a wiggle.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Okay. I might need to do this. Not right now, because, oh my God, I have so many projects on the go at the moment, but this is the DK tweed?
It is, yeah. That's the Wood Lily DK.
Not in the steel blue. Not that I don't want the steel blue, but if we have the same sweaters, we should have different colors. So at least there's some semblance of variety going on here.
You could do it in warmer grays.
I'm thinking maybe bone chillin'. The white with the purple, and then get like a really dark rich octopus going on with an almost white sweater.
Yeah.
Which looks very good on me. I can wear a white sweater.
Yeah.
But that at this size, I think would be good. Like, obviously longer sleeves, because I got extra arm, but that's fine.
Also thinks I should give you some sweaters since I've got so many of yours.
She's too proud of this sweater. This sweater is not going to be the way that this occurs.
I want
to
keep that one. Is that okay?
Yes. That's fine. Surprise yard might show up in the mail every once in a while if she's holding up a sweater and thinks to herself, oh God, Jocelyn's knit me a lot of sweaters. Like, that happens more often than not, which is perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned. That is totally okay. I will happily make yet more things for myself. Now that I almost did it today, like, I almost cast it on a thing and I was like, you do not wear worsted weight pullovers. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. You can't wear those things. Oh, my cat. Stationary?
She is stationary. Sorry, I am not stationary.
I hear sounds and I assume she's doing
something. It's me.
The fluffy dragon is behind the computer monitor.
Oh, I saw Twitch.
So we'll see what happens. She'll either take a nap or she'll cause the camera to go sideways. One of the two will occur. But yeah, no, this is very cute. Definitely longer in the body too, but again, you made it for you.
So yeah.
Duh.
I'm yes, also I made it a good 3 inches shorter than the pattern.
It's not even touching my legs. It'll be cropped on me.
It's perhaps a touch shorter than your standard sweater.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good though. I love the colors. So good. All right. What are we doing? We're doing a podcast episode. Guys, welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in Viber who knit, craft, crochet. We do everything in between. I have no semblance of what's going on. I'm going to continue to strip on the internet because that's always fun. I'm Jocelyn. My co-host is
Diana.
And we're in person.
I'm resisting saying terrible facts on the air.
I'm stuck. Sorry.
I'm in my 15. Headphones
and my hair. Ugh, I'm back.
Off. Okay.
It's too warm to wear.
I know. Oh, it's so warm now.
Well, it's been on my person. My person.
Oh, I'm toasty.
Gives off heat. Like crazy. Are you kidding me? Like the one or two times we've shared a bed, you've curled up next to me and gone, oh, heat sore. So I'd be like, get off.
But I'm chilly.
Worse, I had an ex-boyfriend who gave off as much heat as I did. Both of us slept on opposite ends of the bed.
Oof.
We were like, we love each other, see you in the morning. I'm like, I can't do it.
Oh, too warm.
I will melt to death. I love you. I will melt to death. Get off of me.
Millie says, I should make that for my middle daughter. She gets unnerved by anything with tentacles.
Yes. I was watching Instagram Reels, and there's this one guy that I like to watch. I watch a lot of his Reels. He does a lot of sort of, very in-depth thinking on small topics. And okay. He's very much a millennial. I think he's an elder millennial like I am. And he did one where he was like, absolutely. He was talking, because he talked to himself, obviously, right? Because you're doing. And he talked about, you know, like, we're old enough now that we have, like, one of the, like, we have kids now. Millennials have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what that means we get to do?
Hmm.
Over-exaggerate everything in our childhood.
When I was your age...
15 cents a slap. We didn't have text messages to write it on your hand and smack it on your friend's face. It's like, I saved that audio track because I would like to be doing something very mundane and boring. Like, I just want to be like setting up for knitting or something and just have that audio track playing in the background because I'm just like, because it is exactly what we get to do now. We get to literally over exaggerate everything.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. I'm like, oh my god, I'd forgotten that that aspect exists now. We're old enough for that to be a thing. Yes. Back in my day, internet came with a sound. You had to wait if someone was on the phone because you couldn't check your email at the same time. Things that would just blow my niece's mind. Because you couldn't. When you had dial-up, you could either be on the phone or on the internet. You could not do both.
I know. I remember. I remember the sound.
The sound? Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to forget the sound. Not our generation.
No.
No.
Okay, this hair needs to
yep.
Stop poking me in the eye. Nope, it's not going to stop poking
just
me in the eye.
Just the one hair.
It's just this little bit right
I
here.
I really
just
love that freaking bob.
It just doesn't want
to. It looks so good.
It's going to sit here now.
I love your hair so much.
I like it too, except for this one piece.
Well, whatever. You will beat it in submission or give up and grow it out just long enough so it doesn't get caught on the underside of your glasses.
I need to cut it is what needs to happen.
Okay, so
I now understand the sentiment of people that are like, my hair's too long, I need to cut it. I never understood that before.
Oh no, it's a thing. I'm due. I gotta go visit my sister and ask her to chop off a whole bunch of dead ends because I don't need them.
It's just 5 miles to school uphill both ways through massive snow drifts.
Yeah.
Lisa says, back in my day the hard drive was a cassette recorder.
Yep. My mother made me play outside all day. I wasn't allowed in until dinner time. Like, it's not that I would have chosen to come in the summertime. I would not have chosen to come inside. I would have stayed outside of the park and played all day. And I was absolutely allowed to do that. We had to watch the news at dinner because there was no such thing as TiVo.
Oh yeah, when you couldn't record TV programs to watch them later, you had to like be there to watch it.
You had to be up at 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday, or it was a sad Saturday because you would miss a cartoon. There was no later. You stuck to the schedule.
Yeah, right? Ooh. Oops. I need to put my phone on silent. Sorry about that. That probably picked up on the mic. Like a lot. That's not what I wanted. The buttons. Where's the button I want in this configuration?
That one. Diana's traveling, so she doesn't have a bunch to show today, so I'm going to go first under the theory that I have more.
You definitely do. And I mean, one of the big things I packed is for you. And another thing I packed, I can't talk about till tomorrow, so.
Well, it's because on the 29th, the Tour de France starts, which means the Tour de Fleece starts, which means my challenge days can be figuring out how to use your e-spinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then my regular spinning days can just be on the drop spindle. Any drop spindle. I've got 6. Like, I got options. I'm going to try to work off the ones I start because I got that mystery fiber bag I'm working through. So I think if I do that at least 10 or 15 minutes every day, more if I can manage it. Sometimes my wrist has been bugging me and my hand's been bugging me a lot. So I have to be very careful what motions I'm doing when. I have flexible braces on my ankles. Like Diana can tell you right now, they're on my ankles right now. And they just help keep my feet positioned correctly because they tend to tilt now because I've done some enough damage. I want to get the same thing for my wrists because I will put my wrist at a slightly weird angle. And I've done enough damage between having a cane and being a human. But it's a problem.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, I have good wrist posture when I'm typing.
Mm-hmm.
But only when I'm typing. So I have hardcore tendonitis braces, like the super hard plastic ones that you can't do any motion with.
Right.
Which is good, because sometimes I have big problems. And I will put those on sometimes before I go to sleep, because I'm a side sleeper, so my wrist will get into weird positions, and I will literally wake up in pain because I've pinched a nerve.
Well, don't do that.
That's why every once in a while I sleep on them. But you cannot knit in those braces. There's no motion in those braces. And when my hand is bad enough that I randomly will lose grasp, like my hand will just let go. Like whatever I'm holding on to, I lose the capacity to grasp the item.
Oh no.
That's how I broke my immersion blender this week. It's how I attacked the board game last week with my yarn ball I was winding.
Jeez.
Adam was like, yarn ball. I'm like, I'm sorry. The mystery Mr. B was like, is your hand doing that grasp thingy? And then, of course, Adam looked at me and was like, oh my god, what is your wrist doing? Like, every once in a while, my hand goes, no holdy.
This is not helpful.
It's not helpful no, when you're winding a ball at the same time. It goes, yeah. No holdy. The ball just kind of explodes.
It goes whoosh.
So I want some flexible braces. I'd like to try to get some in the next month or two for my ankles, because they help my ankles so much. I want to get ones for my wrist to see if they can do the same thing. It's accumulated damage, guys. I hand wash my own laundry. I have 50 million miles of hair. I have a 20-pound cat that likes to be carried around like a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
I live life. So like I sweep my floors, I do my dishes, I make my bed. Like they all involve wrist movement. I also use a cane, right? So every surface, every bump, every bubble, every change in texture, every curb, every dip, every pot of sand, every dog, every small child, sometimes adult humans, that jarring motion travels right up my wrist to my shoulder. So like for the first 2 years, I had the thing that you can get if you use a jackhammer too much.
Oh my god.
I would have radial pain up my shoulder and my elbow because my body wasn't used to the constant vibrations coming out the cane. Now I am, and it takes a lot.
Crazy.
It takes a lot to irritate my shoulder, but my shoulder's always one slightly forward, and I'm always taking all the vibrations up here. So while, like, the bubbles on the corners of streets tell me where street curbs are, do not ever take those bubbles away from me. I don't know where street curbs are anymore without them. I cannot see them anymore. I feel it, but it means the whole arm feels it. Even when you hold it slightly loose and straight and forward in front of you, you feel it all the way up in your elbow and in your shoulder. So, like, it's a thing.
Ew.
You? So I don't know if I can spin more than like 10 or 15 minutes a day, because that uses a very specific twisting motion, right?
Right, yeah.
But challenge days, I'm going to try the e-wheel or my spinning wheel. And on regular days, I'm going to aim for 10 or 15 minutes. And if I can get more, sweet. And if I can't, I can't. Whatever, it's fine. But that's like sort of my Tour de Fleece plans. The long-winded version of my Tour de Fleece plans. Listen, I have to replace my treadle sewing machine belt.
Also says, I saw a man downtown today. He carried his cat in a baby-carrying elastic band. You just saw the cat's head.
Yeah, I want one. I want one. She'll absolutely go in there.
She totally would.
Uh-huh. I mean, last year I ordered hoodies for my dad for Christmas because he needed new hoodies. And I'm the person with the arm span to test the hoodie. Because when I'm over at my parents' house and I need to borrow a hoodie, I borrow my dad's hoodies. Or I borrow my mom's hoodies and my mom stole them from my dad. So either way, I'm wearing my dad's hoodies.
Right.
I'm not by my, like, it's because I'm outside painting or we're doing something like setting up for Halloween or something. So, like, I need a thing I can cover my good clothes with that's fine if we get it a little banged up because it's already a little banged up. So I ordered it. It came to me and I put it on and they were zip hoodies. So I zipped the hoodie up backwards so that the hood was forward and I put the cat in the hood. Yeah, she was happy as a clam. She didn't want to come out of the hood.
Oh, no.
So I know the baby thing would go over well because I didn't want to buy the baby elastic thing if it didn't work. But I was like, people were like, oh, they had these really tiny cats, right? Like these slim, not my beast. I have a miniature fluffy dragon. But like my beast needs the full support system going on because it pulled on the back of my neck because all that weight was resting on the back of the hoodie. Whatever, it's fine. We proved she would wear it, but yeah, I really want to get her a baby. It's actually might be her, my Christmas present wish to my sister because my sister and brother-in-law like to buy her toys. Like her cat, her fish is somewhere on the floor back here. Oh, that's that flopping fish.
Oh, that's the fish.
It's dead right now. I have to charge it again, but it's fine. I need to put the catnip in the freezer too. Or order some fresh catnip. Maybe I should order some fresh catnip and then charge it. Anyway, I want to do that because then she can sit here where she likes to, but I can knit. Because right now she's a two-hand carry.
Yes.
Which is complicated for me.
People are talking about cat backpacks. Also says, I don't need to learn to spin, but I kind of want to. And then the rest of chat's like, nah, you definitely should.
Spinning. The other Jocelyn said the first taste was free. Drop spinning is low barrier. It's easy to pick up and learn because you can start and stop. You don't have to do it continuously to start to make it work. So you can take time to figure it out. And if you decide you don't like it, it's one thing of fiber and like a $20 or $30 spindle. So it's, you're not investing several $100s to see whether or not it's a hobby you might enjoy picking up every once in a while. And I have multiple drop spindles and I have a spinning wheel and I'm borrowing Diana's e-spinner. I still only pick it up occasionally and I enjoy it as an alternative, like for when I need that break and I still want to craft. So it's never going to, like, I'm never going to be a spinner first.
Right.
But I am going to enjoy spinning when I'm in the mood for it. Whereas I'm absolutely a knitting and crocheting person who, like, sews first and then I knit, then I crochet, then I spin. I don't know where weaving is going to fit, but at some point weaving is going to.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we should start with like the little weaves. So where we could do like make little woven patches to sew on our socks and stuff.
Or just like the little like wall hangings or like stick it on your desk or something.
Yeah.
Small.
Yeah. Small. Tiny, tiny weavers. I think that's what I'd like to start with just to practice and learn on. And then get into bigger weaving. Because let's be honest, if money wasn't an object and space wasn't a concern, I would own a walking spinning wheel.
I thought you were going to say, like, a big loom.
And a room for a loom.
The loom room.
The loom room. Because then I would make wall tapestries, a la 15th century. And we all know I would. We all know. Guys, we all know me. We all know I would start recreating medieval tapestries.
Oh, absolutely.
The moment I can, I want to draw.
Warping a loom does not look fun.
No, I suspect it's going to be like swatching.
It looks so much worse than swatching.
I don't know. It depends on how much you hate swatching. Sometimes I don't want to swatch. I do.
I don't hate swatching. It's more like, oh, fine. I guess I'll do this one step.
But I figure, like, if I do the, is it warp or is it doing the, yeah, because you do the weft, which is setting it up, and then the warp is what you work on, right? Guys, I could have that entirely backwards.
I believe it's the other way around. So you
do the warp and then you weave the weft.
The warp is the vertical thing and then the weft is the thing you're going back and forth.
I've watched some YouTube tutorials. I have no idea what the terminology is.
I just know the term warping a loom.
That looks boring and meticulous. But honestly, so is setting up a spinning wheel, so it's fine. And let's be honest, once I'm spinning, I'm fine. Sitting down and setting up to do the spinning, oh my god, I will do anything else. I will sweep my floors. I will meal prep. I will bathe my cat. I will choose any number of tasks. But once I'm spinning, I'll happily do it for a chunk of time. I suspect that's what it's going to be like.
Also says I'd rather swatch than warp the loom. It's a huge job before starting. But it looks really fun. I would love to try.
I'm just going to kick my table.
Oh, don't do that.
I think if you do it on like a small scale so you get used to it, it doesn't seem like such a large process because you're not doing it on such a big scale.
Yeah, like even those table-sized looms look like a pain to warp.
I want to start with like belts.
Yeah.
And bookmark size. Like,
bookmark. That sounds like a great project. I can do a bookmark.
I want to start with that.
Yeah.
Start with that.
Or like coasters.
Like small. No wider than the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be like, oh, well, it's just whatever. It's just more of it. That's fine. I'll already be used to it. It'll be like all the prep work you do for sewing, where sewing is 90% prep work, 10% sewing.
Yeah.
But I'm so used to it, I don't think about it anymore. I'm just like, yeah, no, it's part of sewing. It's what you do, right?
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half arguing with my treadle sewing machine to figure out what was wrong with the belt. Happily. Didn't bother with that, just because it was a puzzle. Also, weaving belts and unweaving belts is a nightmare some days. When you can't see what you're doing, so you have to do it by touch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Whatever. It's fine. They're not even that expensive to replace. It's like $18. I'll have a new leather.
Jude says a backstrap loom is not that much space, so that's a thing.
I gotta look into it, because it's among other things I want to try, just because. Like, embroidery, I don't see the stitches very well, but I still want to try. I want to be able to hand embroider my corsets. Nothing fancy, just like basic stitches. Maybe we'll get extra out there, maybe I'll learn flowers. And they'll never be great, but I'll have done them for myself, and I'll be very proud of myself.
Yeah.
And anybody who gets to see my corset will also be forced to be very proud of me too, because I will inform them that is what they are.
Asa says you need a band loom. It's just a couple small bits of wood.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell my dad that. He'll offer to make it for me and I don't know what I need.
Anyway, you had some things.
I did. If anybody saw the Instagram reel and the YouTube short today, it is a whip Wednesday. Now, there's no way I'm going to get the sweater done by tomorrow. But I felt strongly that one of us should be working on our spring equinox stuff, since we're literally doing a summer solstice cast on tomorrow. Doop-a-doop-a-doop. So I pulled out my back panel and my teal colored yarn. I don't know where the camera is. I'm too far away. I'm going to hope I'm in frame.
You are in frame.
Oh, good. So I got my back panel on the go. I'm using some teal Barocco vintage DK weight, which is like 50% acrylic, 50% wool, I think. I'm calling this teal. I'm assuming it's teal.
Yeah, it looks teal.
Looks teal. I'm doing, once you commit, you've committed to four rows because it's a four row repeat, which is fine. I've memorized the repeat. I'm actually going to work on it here as we work. And Diana can see the texture in person now.
Can. I like it.
So it's got a lovely slip stitch honeycomb vertical stripe in the pattern, and it's going to be a cropped cardigan. Why cropped? And we have three balls of DK weight yarn. I am a tall human. So once my back panel is done, the front panels will go a lot quicker. Well, I guess they're less stitches. They're less stitches. But I have each one of my panel sections broken down. Now, the good news is the back panel is fully written out and drafted per size. From a 38 to a 62, I think. I don't think I went bigger than a 62. I did all of the math, is what I did for it. So the back panel is theoretically, and since I haven't had to make any changes to my instructions, finished and ready for testers. Which means once my front panel is on and finished, I will do one front panel and one sleeve. And then I can send this out to testers while I finish the second front panel and second sleeve.
Smart.
Because a neckband is a neckband is a neckband. Like a button band is a button band is a button band. That's like it's a button band.
Snip. Okay.
It's fine. So I make slow and steady progress. I'm not terribly upset because I've got like, I did the hardest part already, which is writing it out. Now I'm just filling in the math and numbers and testing my math and my gauge, which is the easier part. So tomorrow we'll talk more in depth about it, but I'm going to work on this while we chat live. I always want to say record because that's what we do, but
we are live. We are indeed live.
This live Wednesdays mess with my Sunday Monday routine. Like at a loss on Sundays. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4 other things I could talk about.
I have 2 repairs and this sock.
Oh, and the sweater.
And the sweater.
So you can go.
Okay. Hi, I've got a sock.
Got a sock.
Hey, look, it's a sock. Hire me for all your acting gigs.
She'll be here all week, folks.
I just finished the heel. There's coffee in that nebula.
I love that sock yarn.
So we got all your pinks and blues and a little bit of yellow and then some like brown for the contrast color. And I did a fish lips kiss heel and I have just finished. Ta-da!
Good. Right, so you got a leg. Are you doing shorties or a full pair?
Full pair. This is the second sock.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I've already got...
Sock is the first.
I've already got the whole other sock.
Oh, you're so close to a pair.
I know. And I've just finished the heel, so now I just have to go roundy, 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 roundy.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing as soon as I, figure out what just happened here. My needles are crooked. There we go.
I'm sorry if I whack you in the elbow with the straight needles. I am very unaccustomed to straight needles at this point in my life.
It's fine. Okay.
Oddly, I'm using this as practice for vintage knitting to get more accustomed to knitting on straight needles. Because at some point, I'd like to get a hold of some antique or reproduction antique crochet hooks and knitting needles. Because I'm crazy. That's why, people.
And slip all these stitches around is what I need to do.
Are they facing the wrong direction?
Well, because I did a contrast color for the Fish Lips Kiss heel, but now I need to knit across the front of the sock, but my yarn's on the other side.
Okay.
So I'm just going to slip all these stitches across and carry on.
Yep. That'll work. Super good. Fireweed Fiber Co.
Yes, Fireweed Fiber Co. Yeah. I should switch back to chat so I can see what's going on. There we go.
I saw a reel. It's Tristan winding up yarn. I didn't even read anything. I just happily listened to the music and watched Tristan twisting up yarn. I was like, heck yeah. More yarn.
All the yarn.
So good. So good. All right.
Oh. Yeah, I think this stitch marker is actually accurate. So I've done like...
Yay.
3 or 4 inches of progress plus a heel since last Wednesday?
Heck yeah.
So,
move your progress keeper up right now, and then you'll have progress.
Well, let me finish slipping stitches, so I'm not in the middle of a row.
That's fair.
And then I'll move it up now.
Ah, sorry. I apologize.
And then it'll be ready for next week.
Absolutely. I suppose it's me. Let's talk about the thing that everyone's been seeing on the internet that I've made. So, you're gonna be so excited with my progress? So excited. Which thing? The back panel's so big. Why must I have wide shoulders? They're not even that wide. I just want to be dramatic about it. All right. I'm going to be careful because what did we get? I got a vanilla oat latte.
Oh yeah, don't knock that over.
I don't knock that over, but yours is really good too. It's like orange juice and espresso.
Yeah, I got orange juice with a shot of espresso. It's all watered down now because the ice, but
yeah.
Orange juice and espresso is surprisingly good together.
Who knew? I had no idea. The budget was very tasty.
It's distinctly less good now that it's watered down, to be honest.
Yeah, but now it's watery orange juice and espresso. It just means next time you know to ask for no ice.
I feel like the ice was good in the beginning, though.
Probably.
If I just drank it faster, it'd be fine.
Oh, that's fair.
Anyway, orange juice and espresso.
You ready to see this in person?
Yes. How are we doing?
We have sleeves.
Sleeves. Sleevey sleeves.
Sleeves are done.
Ooh.
Sleeves are done. I just have body left. No, I mean, to be fair, I need like 22 inches of body, so like I got a lot of body left. But
I have all of these colors.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
I know. If we're patient about it, we can get it on 2 needles and we can do a try on.
Ooh.
But I need help with that because I don't dare slip stitches in fingering unless I absolutely have to. Because I can't see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're here, so we can do it.
I even have spare time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is the scrappy V that I've been working on. I now have elbow length sleeves and I just have body left to do, which is like, it's still like 2 more repeats of color for me. Like I still need to go from A through D twice more before I even bother. Cause again, I need like 22 inches of body. I'm a tall human, people. So I got a ways of body knitting left to go, but that's it. Body and a hem and I'm done. Because the sleeves are already finished.
Catching up on chat. On the wrong setting.
Even better, the pattern only calls for 1 inch worth of ribbing at the cuff.
Oh, also sent a link for a type of loom that's great for bookmarks.
What? Heck yeah. I do love a good link.
I can share that with you later.
Yes. I mean, I emailed myself a link this morning off an Instagram reel for a company out of India that will mail you freshly picked leaves that are only 7 days old. No dust, no broken leaves, literally just the really good parts, like grade AT leaves. And I'm like, might have to try some incredibly, probably very expensive, posh, very, very, very good tea. Might have to try.
Apparently my exclamations of I have a sock was very similar to Captain Jack. I've got a jar of dirt.
I've got a jar of dirt. Yeah, no, they're not wrong.
I accept this comparison.
Now I want that as a sound clip. All right.
I've got a half my sock.
So good. Okay, I'm going to turn this back inside out. But yeah, these are all Fireweed Fabrico yarns. Three of them are the Songbird Club colorways, and one of them is from the Star Trek Club colorway. But they're working together great.
Yeah.
They look so good. And it gets four skeins of single yarn out of my collection. And it's not loud. Like, you'd think it would be, like, super loud, but that's not that loud.
It's colorful, but it's not like, screaming.
No, it's not. So I'm just like,
I feel like my shirt is louder.
Your shirt is louder. So I'm like, oh, if this fits the way I'm hoping it's going to fit, I'm going to probably make a couple of them because this is a great way to use one-off skeins.
I really want to make one of those.
And then I can buy, like, because I know I'm four skeins of fingering weight yarn. Like, I'm four skeins of fingering weight yarn for a full-sleeved, fitted sweater, which is what I like to wear. It means I could buy two of one color, two of another color, and just do color stripes. Or I could buy four in a solid and make a solid version.
Mm.
So, like, this could become, like, another Woodwose idea, because I love the way the Woodwose fits me. I love it. Have you put on the Woodwose?
I don't know if I have.
If you haven't, you shall today, because I have it in my... because I know you've put on the moon half moon tea,
mm-hmm.
and you loved that.
Yeah, I just want to make one of those.
Yeah, so yeah, I should get you to try the Woodwose because it's a nice basic long sleeve t-shirt thing. Sorry, Dragon Horde Designs. I love it. It's so good. I think you should try, because I think you'd also like it a lot. We can add to your collection of fingering weight sweaters that you need to make that you don't have time for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep adding. It's fine.
Hey, listen, I made some serious progress. Because that went with me to Saskatoon and came back. So I've made some decent progress this month. Will I be finished by the end of the month? I would love to say yes. We're like, what? A little over half? Just about half a month?
Yeah, we're into the latter half of the month.
Maybe? Do you think I can finish it by the end of the month? Possibly.
Depends how focused you are.
That is always a very good question.
Hmm.
Just wait till we start talking. You see all the other things I want to work on right now? Focus might be the problem. Also, don't get stored on your blanket. It's right there. I even know exactly where it is. See that big plastic tote? That's just scrap acrylic yarn. And the bag on top.
That's a lot.
That's nothing else in there. 4,000, over 4,000 grams. So over 4,000 yards.
Knitting Purple says four blues striped. Ooh, that would look good.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could do a color thing. You could do, like, a black-gray fade. So you start, like, a light gray and then, like, fade all through a colorscape of gray. Monotone. Is that the word I'm looking for? Grayscale! That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
My mom's probably yelling at the computer or at the TV screen. Grayscale, child! Ooh, okay, yes.
We heard you.
We heard. I swears.
I'm just thinking, I have some green and some brown that I bought with the intent to go together. I believe I have two of each.
That would get you a sweater.
That could go into a scrappy V.
Yeah.
I think I'd initially thought of something like the Dingley Dell, but...
Which is also striped.
But I think it might be a scrappy V.
I think we need to put it on, like, if we put it on waist yarn today, and then, like, tomorrow I'll get you to help me pick up the stitches off waist yarn, we could do that.
Yeah.
And then we can try it on for fit. Because then you'll know for sure what size you did you want to go for.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We have till 3 or 4 today.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow my nose. Your turn.
My turn. Okay. Asa says, I'll just be sitting here freezing while you knit all the other stuff.
Oh my god, you are not freezing.
Okay.
Guys, she wants a blanket out of Canadian wool. So I have a blanket's worth of Briggs & Little to crochet into squares. And I said, the longest part isn't going to be the crocheting into squares. I need the summer heat to hit, which is like sometime this week. Then I'm not going to want to touch anything that goes anywhere near my lap. So, like, I know the blanket's being casted on this week because we're going to get to the 30s by the end of the week.
Ooh.
And that's too hot for me to have anything but granny square project.
Toe beans. I want to poke them, but I'll be dead.
She'll bite you.
It's death warrant if I poke them.
She is not a toe bean kind of cat. I know,
but there's toe beans and I want to poke them.
She's fully stretched out. She might start snoring shortly.
Oh, is she stretching the toe beans?
Guys, cat is. My cat is. My cat also huffed your boots like it was a drug.
I don't know what it is about the dogs, but she just gets her head right in there.
Right she's in like, there, just huge. I'm like, what? She just gets up.
No other cats do that. I've been to several other people's houses that have cats. No other cats give a care in the world about my shoes.
No, my cat loves them. She also licks your wool shoes. She lies and chews on the mysterious Mr. B's shoes. She chews on my shoes. She sticks her head in my, like... She's got a thing for shoes, this one. One of my mom's cats, Bandit, had a thing for my dad's cowboy boots. Oh, he stuck himself, and then just his head when he got too big to stick himself in the shoe.
Yes, we're talking about you, strange creature.
She turned around to watch us?
Yes, she did.
Doesn't trust the humans. Good call, buddy.
Okay. Anyway, I did some repairs. If you can see these pictures on Instagram right now. Because I've already given these items back to their owner, but I had to repair a pair of socks. Whoops.
I didn't do it.
No, that's me. I had to repair my mom's socks for the third time. You can see there's a number of patches on here. So I had to do the heels this time and redo one of the toe patches because it was coming apart at the edges because I guess I didn't do it right the first time. But this is getting to be very nearly the last time I can repair these because I'm running out of solid sock to attach patches to.
Yeah, it's time to let those socks go.
And then these, actually, the picture actually looks pretty good. But these are some fingerless gloves that I made for my mom back in, I believe Ravelry says 2015. Yeah. And she's worn out the space in between the thumb and first finger. She's worn that out twice now. Like, this time I literally attached a patch to a patch. So they're 9 years old and they're getting retired now.
Good.
Mom's getting new fingerless mittens for Christmas.
Oh, we can cast those on in September.
Yeah.
I know how you do Christmas knits. We'll be casting those on in September.
I know. Oh, niece wants fingerless mitts with curled up foxes on them.
Oh, we definitely need to do some casting out in September.
Yeah. So I'm making fingerless mitts this Christmas of fingerless mitts. Which is perfect,
because you know what I want to do September and October this year?
Because
I have that Halloween cowl collection, like the cowl fingerless mitts hat collection. I want to make so one of the test knitters, Jen, did hers in grayscale. I want a grayscale long double loop cowl and fingerless mittens. In my Halloween patterns.
Christmas in July cast on, says Asa. Yeah,
probably a wise idea. Probably a wise idea.
Because I also need to work on my tacky family Christmas photo project.
Oh, yes.
Because we're doing the sibling and partner and cat this year.
Okay, which is, yeah, because you wanted to work on those sweaters, but those are also bulky sweaters, aren't they?
Yes, they're bulky sweaters that if I actually do them right the first time...
They'll be fine.
I can do each sweater in a month.
Okay, easy. So then, yeah, Asa's not wrong, because if we do a July cast-on and you cast on the fingering weight mittens in DK, you can whip through those while you wait for the bulky weight yarns to come out in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I like Asa's plan. Which is good, because, like, I already have Christmas wish items for my sister. I'm gonna, in theory, I have enough time when I'm back up in Saskatoon in October, I'm gonna teach my mother to crochet her own dishcloths. Oh my god, I have to show you the crochet dishcloths with the scrubbies.
Oh, yes.
Oh my god, I have to show you those. Okay. The list, she keeps growing. It's been so busy since you got here, you haven't even seen my bedspread yet.
I know! Sorry, bagels, there was priorities.
Bagels and coffee.
There were priorities.
It had to happen, I understand.
And I had to poke the cat, that was also a priority.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The priorities.
Things had to go on. Okay, so yeah, no, I think a Christmas in July cast is probably a good idea. For both of us. Both. Also have all that pretty yarn from Germany and Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have German tea! We can drink German tea this afternoon. Ooh.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I suppose it's my turn again, isn't it? It's me stuff.
Judah's saying, I have a feeling Diana or Jocelyn owns Diana's time for their design project right now. That is in fact the third thing I have to talk about.
Yeah. She's like, are we talking about it now? I'm like, yeah, we're talking about it consistently, hardcore, all the time, because we need to get things done. We got deadlines. I have not even cast it on. I'm not even worried about casting on because I am literally... I am not the person we're worried about for deadline netting.
Well, I figured out, I spent a lot of time figuring out a lot of math, so now it's, now I just gotta knit it and make sure the math works.
Yep. We split the Choose Your Own Adventure sweater design up, so I think I've done all of the writing and I've left you with the math.
Something like that.
Yeah. Which I figured was a fair distribution.
We'll get a cohesive pattern in the end.
In the end, we'll have a cohesive pattern. Listen, my container that held my bagel. I had one of their summer menu bagels. It was freaking good, but needs more cucumber. What do I want to talk about? I'm going to talk about the fact that I cast it on and I had no right to cast on and get it done June.
What are we casting on?
Oh, we mean what have we already cast
on? What did we cast on?
In my Omomo Japan bag you can buy as the reusable bag. I obviously own more than one because it's a cat. Oh, I miss Omomo Japan. I haven't been in so long. It's dangerous for me to go in there. I'm even coming home with fun stuff.
Dangerous to go along. Here, take this bag.
I have been pulling apart things I don't wear. Because again, pullovers, bulky, dense knits at worsted weight don't work for me. I get too freaking warm. Right? We all remember this. Jocelyn melts to death. It's not pretty. But what she does have is a worsted weight red cardigan pattern. It's very light, very fluffy, and yes, I'm going to put on a Diana. By the way, it is a dress on my mom. She wants one, but she wants it like her size, which is fair.
Fair.
I pulled out some Briggs & Little that I had in another project, and I'm making my second version to double-check my own freaking pattern. And I'm doing it in the Briggs & Little yarn. So I'm working on a back panel.
Squoosh, squoosh.
The theory is I'm going to release the pattern at some point. I'm going to post the blog, but the blog's only going to be in my size. And then the paid-for PDF pattern will be in the other sizes. So if you want to do the math, you can do the math. But if you don't want to do the math, I love you, but I'm gonna charge you for making me do the math.
Seems reasonable.
That seems fair. Seems sort of that way with free patterns. I'm like, it's cool. You did a size or two? Perfect. It's a lot of math. I will happily do the math if I like the pattern. But if I paid for it, I'd rather you do the math.
Yeah, right?
I'd rather not have to do that part. Thank you.
2 degrees. Seems fair.
Seems fair. So I started the back of a backpack. This was literally one morning. I was bored and didn't want to get out of bed, so I crocheted in bed one morning for like 3 hours while I listened to the radio.
That sounds pretty great, honestly.
It was a very chill. Again, Mondays. Mess with my routine so I don't have to get up and edit right away. So I just chilled in bed and crocheted instead.
That doesn't sound half bad.
God, I should have a mug that says that. Just chill in bed and crochet instead. So here we go. I'm calling this the my everyday favorite cardigan. And it's got strategically placed air ventilation holes. Air ventilation holes? I had my very ever second hot flash this week. My God, that was uncomfortable.
Ooh.
I didn't get as warm as I did the first time, but oh, it's warm.
Oh, for summer too, that's gonna suck.
I really hope it doesn't happen to me while we're doing like 30 degree heat. But this is in that blue gray Briggs & Little, which doesn't feel like it's anything. I'm gonna give it to Diana so she can tell you it's quite lightweight.
It is very lightweight
compared to the very dense cardigan it was before.
Yeah
No, it's very lightweight.
Oh, how are you managing that?
Very large hook. It's an 8mm hook for the body, so the stitches also go real quick, right? But you have a lot of air in there. So the breeze is nice. I need to make a DK weight version. I've got some yarn for my mom to make a DK weight version for her and a DK weight version for me. But I need to sit there and figure out hook sizes to get the gauge I want, right?
Chute says, crafting maths is a problem. Counting is hard.
I had to apologize to my father a couple of years ago. Turns out teenager me was wrong. I use math all the day, every day, all the time. Stupid math.
Sneaks in there.
All the time. All the time. Time management, budgeting, crafting, basic supplies, baking.
I'm a little bit annoyed at how much time I spent doing advanced math when in my entire career the most complex thing I've ever done is taxes.
Yes. But we teach children this very complex math, but we don't teach them to do their taxes or budget. Or bake. Like, who is forced to take cooking and baking classes anymore? I think everybody should be forced to take cooking. Everyone should have to take cooking, sewing, and shop.
We didn't have a place for sewing in my school.
There should be a place for sewing in all schools.
We didn't have. We only had to take home ec in middle school, and we didn't have a sewing lab.
No.
High school had a sewing lab, but home ec was optional.
No way. I think they shouldn't be optional at all. I think you should have to take a full thing of shop, a full thing of sewing, a full thing of home ec.
I would have liked to take home ec in shops, but it didn't fit with all the science and band. I took all the band.
You took all the band?
All the band.
All the band. I didn't take any band, but I know how to budget.
I mean, I figured out how to budget. It's not that hard.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's so good. But I got to count my math because I took the basic math course. So you actually...
Like a financial literacy course about like, what do you do when you have grown-up amounts of money?
Yeah.
What is investing? How does that work? What's equity?
Yeah, that's what I learned. I learned how to invest. I learned how to budget. I learned how to do my taxes. That. I learned how to do basic math. I learned how to be able to stand in the grocery store and stick to a budget. Like, what got taxed? What didn't got taxed? I learned basic math. I learned how to do cooking math. I learned how, like, that's what I learned. That was what the math I went to because I couldn't do the advanced maths. I've never been able to. I struggle to subtract without using my fingers. I'm not good at it, but I practice. But my day-to-day math, I never had to struggle with because I learned that's what they taught me. They taught me why gambling was bad. Like, they taught me the statistics of why gambling was bad. Like, they taught the basic maths.
At that bottom level. In the advanced math, yeah, unless you're going into that kind of thing.
Yeah, at the bottom
level. Which, to be fair, I thought I was going into that kind of thing. I didn't realize that the most complicated thing I was ever going to do in my career was taxes.
Yeah, my math teacher who taught the basic math was like, you will always have a calculator on you. You just will. Because phones have calculators now. You are always going to have a calculator on you. And he's not wrong. I have my calculator on my phone is smarter and does more advanced math than I will ever do. But I got it.
Yeah.
It's built into my phone. It comes with your smartphones. A calculator that does everything shy of scientific math. And that, I think, is an app. You can download a scientific calculator.
Oh, I definitely have a scientific calculator mode.
Yeah.
So it's like, on the rare occasion I need to do something with big enough exponents.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't need to do any of that complex stuff. The calculator will do it for me. Could I answer the math skill testing question if I won something? Absolutely not. I cannot divide. I cannot divide. I can barely multiply, and that's really only if I can count in my head quietly while I'm
doing it. Well, you can do the individual parts on a calculator. It's fine.
But I can do it on the calculator. And don't get me started with how confused I get about brackets in math equations. My brain goes, what?
Mass. Brackets, exponents.
Nope, I can't.
Division, multiplication, addition, subtraction.
I can bed add, math. I can do math, I can do reverse math, and I can read a chart. That's what I can do.
I mean, it's the important parts. Jude says Pythagoras and circle theory were used here this week. Occasionally.
I've used the numbers in pi.
Because the Fibonacci sequence is how you get a flat-lying circle.
Yeah.
For knitting and crochet.
Yeah. So, I mean, technically we're using them, but we're not thinking about them as a math equation.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, are you looking at your circle for your circle yokes and going, oh, Matt, that's the Fibonacci sequence. You're thinking, no, Matt, that's a circle yoke.
Yeah.
And you're not technically doing the math, you're following instructions. Somebody else did the math for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were doing your own from scratch.
Then yeah, you'd be doing the math for it.
Yeah. To get a thing to lie flat, you just double the stitches every Fibonacci sequence number of rows. So
yes.
After one row and then two rows and then three rows and then... 5, 8, 13.
I know I've been looking at that because I want to do a circle skirt. I want to do a knitted circle skirt. And it would be Fibonacci sequence out from my waist measurements till I got to half circle, three quarter circle size. And then it would just be knitting to drape at that point. Yeah, more math, guys. More math. More math. In planes.net? Absolutely not. In lace patterns. Because of course I am. What else do you have? You've got this Choose Your Own Adventure sweater?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Did I do a thing or did you just do a thing? I just did a thing.
Okay, was it my turn?
I just talked about my everyday favorite card.
Oh, right. The second one on. So and then we tangented it. Okay.
And we got distracted by math.
I have a design notebook. The Leonard Taylor book.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you bought that.
Yeah. He threw it into a purchase one time. It's just a blank notebook full of blank paper. But
cute. Him and his wife are adorable.
Right?
Oh, they're such kind people.
He's an absolute delight.
Oh, I never buy from him, and he still happily feeds me tea whenever you're shopping. You must spend a lot in that store.
In fact, I have credit there right now. Because one thing I bought last time, there was a defect in the fabric and it kept ripping.
Oh no.
And he's like, do you want a refund or store credit? And I'm like, store credit.
Oh no.
I'll be back.
I'd love to. Because his leggings are too long for my legs. I want to so bad, but I can't. I can't afford designer clothes. I would absolutely pay $90 for a pair of leggings that I have to hem.
It's nice stuff. Well, he'd hem them for you.
I know, for free.
For $90, yes.
He just zoop and they're hemmed. I think it's his dad does it. He's just, oh, he's so cute. And if he ever comes out with like a nice red trench coat, oh, I'll buy it.
I do love my coat.
I love your coat too. I hate that it's belted because I don't like how belts look on me, but if he ever comes out with like a button trench, oh, mm-hmm. I'm there for it. Red, yes. But the red blue, not the red orange.
Yes.
Because then it's a Carmen Sandiego trench coat. And what I want is the Carmen Sandiego trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To go with my white winter coat and my blue cobalt coat, I want all of the strong primary colors.
I white, red, sweater.
Blue.
I've got like a whole inch and a bit of sweater.
That's fine. It counts.
Woo.
Listen, we did quizzes.
Yes.
We figured out two different types of sweaters. We've done all of the swatching for lace and texture sections. We figured out what texture sections.
Yes.
We figured out who's claiming what.
Sketches.
There's sketches.
There was a sketch.
Yeah. We already have 20 some odd pages of written pattern.
Yeah. I have many notes, which reminds me, I needed to make a note because I was trying to figure out how to do increases in the lace, and I figured it out while I was falling asleep the other night, and I haven't written it down.
Oh, no, you should write that down.
I should write that down. Where's my pencil?
There is a lot of work in a basic design. There's double the work if you're doing a choose your own adventure. I make up every single one of those questions, guys. I sit on a Discord call with Diana, and I literally go, this question will be this theme. And then I'll be like, I need an answer to this question. And we did it for all of it. One go. It was like 3 hours. I had her tied to a Discord call while I wrote out every single one of the questions and all of the answers. I wrote out the sleeves yesterday. It's a process. It's a lot of work because we've got to make choices. So like Diana is doing a crew neck, I'm doing a V-neck. We had to pick a weight. We had to decide what type of texture. If we were going to have multiple different choices, we went for like just two options for texture and then three different types of lace. So like...
And then I decided what yarn I was using to do my samples.
So much work has already gone into this. Then there's swatching and gauging. It's that blue. Alone took 2 months. But oh, it's so good.
Mine's going to be a blue gradient.
Mine is going to technically be in fingering weight because I knit so tight.
I don't understand. I'm using a 3.75 millimeter needle to get 22 stitches over 4 inches.
Yeah, so I'm using a 4 millimeter in fingering weight yarn to get about the same.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Because that's how the cookie... Well, otherwise, whatever I make will be so different than everybody else's because I won't be using the same needle and I won't be getting the same row gauge and I won't be getting... So I'm just like, I just dropped a yarn weight. So my row gauge is really close to yours. My stitch count is yours. So I'm like, okay. So at least we're making the same thing, but it's going to be a DK weight sweater. And like, I'll just make a second sweater in the DK weight range because then I can go up the needle size and I can have... the fiddly bits I need to do to make it fit because my row gauge is off and stuff. So like I can do the things I do to modify a sweater for me anyway. But the first time around, I wanted it to be something somebody could pick up and knit. And like a 3.75 or a 4 millimeter on a DK weight yarn is a very standard yarn needle size ratio. But if I wanted 20 to 22 stitches over 4 inches on a DK weight yarn, I have to start at 5 millimeter. Which means my row gauge is out to launch because I'm getting way more height in my stitch.
Yeah.
Than I would be if I was using a 4 millimeter. So we couldn't use my row gauge count at all in the pattern.
We're using my row gauge, which I've double checked against other DK weight sweaters, and it's about right.
Because my fingering weight is about as close as I can get. It's still a little off, but not nowhere near as off as my DK row gauge is.
Anyway, spoilers, there's some garter stitch.
There's garter. Woo! Garter or stockinette stripes, alternating with different laces. And Diana is never going to make you guys do what she did.
I know, I picked much easier lace this time. I suffered for my own choices last time. I do apologize. I picked much easier lace this time.
So good. Don't worry when we're ready for test knitters, because this will just be a knit along with us. We're not going to do it as a mystery. So you guys will get to see the progress as the sweater grows. And then when we're ready for test knitters, I will let you guys know. Because I will be running test knitting for about a month and a half. I'm working hard to have the larger sizes ready to go first so that the larger sizes have more time simply because they knit more. There's a vast difference between a 62 and a 38. And a 62-inch bust needs more time because they are literally knitting more sweater. So I want to get out to the larger testers for like almost 2 months, month and a half for them to have. And then I want everybody at about a 48, 46, and 44 are already spoken for. That's my size, Diana's size, and our primary moderator also size, because she asked if she could also do one, and we said, of course. As we do.
Asa's so also doing it in fingering, or more like a plump fingering, in white and blue speckles.
Ooh.
Just missing the pattern. Yes, yes, yes. Just chill.
She's got to put numbers in. It's not my fault.
I gotta make sure my numbers work. I've done the numbers for my size, and I gotta make sure it works, and then I can just ratio the numbers to the other size. Just everybody chill.
Don't worry.
Everybody chill.
I'm also waiting, Asa. It's not a problem.
Everybody chill.
I've got more writing to do. I got more writing to do, so I'm fine. It's good. So once that's ready,
I will
run the test knitting for things for people, so that way Diana doesn't have to worry about doing that. And I'm usually more free to chat at all sorts of weird hours when questions arise.
Just using my whip here. Uh-huh. This is a very long-reaching whip.
Yes,
it's a transatlantic whip.
And with the amount of finesse and aim she would require to make that work at that distance, that's a skill set.
Wow. Hair. It's trying, it's perfectly falling behind my glasses and poking me in the eye.
It's doing its best
to scoop out my eyeball.
Okay. Scoop out your eyeball.
Yes.
That is a very aggressive hair.
It is. It's very annoying.
In an effort to free up needles, I'm continuing very, very slow progress. I'm on the last 50-gram ball for the body of my linen t-shirt. It is all crammed into, I got 8 balls of DK weight yarn crammed into this one.
How'd you do that?
The project was very small at the time. Now I've got not that many balls left. And I don't want to pull them out because they keep getting messier and messier and messier as we go. But this is some Barocco Indigo?
In something like that.
I think.
Yeah, I have some of that too.
Band. I'm going to pull out a ball band. It's either gray-blue or a blue-gray. It's one of the two.
I'm going to go with gray.
I think it's gray with a hint of blue. I think the other one's blue with a hint of gray. But I have, again, I need 22 inches of body. Everybody keep, stick with me here. I've got progress. Not a ton of progress.
Progress.
But I did about...
Ooh.
Yeah, feel that?
Oh,
feel that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's very drapey, but it's got softened. A slight crunch to it.
Well, it's because it hasn't fully softened up yet, because linen softens after you wash it, right?
Oh, that's so interesting.
So it's going to get even softer.
But it's got like a slight sheen to it, too.
Indio? I-N-D-I-O?
Yes, Indio.
Indio. So it's Barocco Indio. It's like, this is the balls are getting haphazard at best. But it's their linen blend.
Yes, it is.
But, oh, it feels nice.
That's lovely.
But if I give you this, you can see, like, in the ball, it's got more crunch than it does having knitting it. So, like, just knitting it has softened the yarn up.
Interesting.
And I know linen gets softer once you wash it.
100% linen.
Yeah.
Scrunch.
But can you imagine that, like, on you in the summer? Even with this weight, it's going to have a heck of a breathability to it. Like,
that's going to be lovely.
I need to finish this. It needs sleeves.
Yes.
Good news is, I'm done with my 4mm, the 2 14-inch circulars, 4mm I have, because they were in the scrappy V. So now I can start sleeves for this. And I'm thinking, I still have 4 balls of yarn, and I need 2 for the whole yoke, neck, chest
monster,
section.
Don't you chew on the mouse.
Phaedra Douglas.
She's sleeping on the mouse cord.
Of course she is. So my hope is to get my body done. Like, it's a lot of knitting to do a body, guys. Like, it's a lot. Linen is weird. Like, I'm on a 4mm, and technically this is a DK. But the 5mm was too loose of a weave for linen.
Huh.
So I had to go down a lot for linen, which was really weird. But, like, that's a nice t-shirt.
Yeah.
Gauge, right? So I'm just like, I'm not sure. But I'm thinking I either need elbow or full length sleeves. I don't know yet. Part of me is tempted to start. Well, I mean, I should start at the cuff, right? But, like, part of me is like, should I do, like, a little baby bell sleeve? Should I do a nice tight cuff? But then it's like, I have a garter thing. So then I really shouldn't. I should just do, like, a regular cuff and, or, like, a slightly belled sleeve. And go up and just leave it as a relaxed sleeve? Or do I do, like, an elbow length sleeve?
Mm.
And make it wider and just have, like, a wide drapey elbow length sleeve?
Ooh, that could be fun, too.
You know? A wide drapey elbow length sleeve, I'd actually have to do a little bit of decreasing up the arm so that the same number of stitches for the armhole. So I don't know. And I'm getting to the point where I need to make that decision because I'm into my last 50-gram ball.
Mm.
And again, his body parts help measuring easier. I don't start measuring until I'm after my elbow, so I'm just past my elbow now.
It's going to be so nice.
So I need to measure it and see how much I got left, but I will get to the full length body that I need, which means I've got a ball, so I got 50 grams per arm. So I'm doing great for yardage, which is good. It means I can just, with the other quantity I have of this stuff, I can just pick a pattern and go. So long as I'm getting this gauge, which means just taking these needles and sticking it into that bag of other linen yarn, so that's what I'm using. But I made a bit of progress on that while I was working this week. I don't know where that ball is that I gave you. Did you give it back?
Oh, yes. It is. Sorry, it's right in front of you.
So, slow and steady progress. Because that, I think, would wear great at any of the fall festivals or late summer markets.
Yes.
So, that is my hope. Again, I can't finish both in June, but I might be able to finish, like, the scrappy V in June, I think. Probably should be my focus.
Get some stuff done.
There's always more stuff to do. I'm sorry, hello, this giant polka dot bag here down behind me?
Oh, yes, that one.
That's the bag my sister gave me?
Yeah.
That has nothing but design work in it.
Oh my goodness.
And it's full.
That's a lot.
It's full.
That's a lot.
I gotta get some stuff done. People, done and published. Hi. Done and published. This indie designer needs grocery money. I need to get things done and published.
Hello to Susanna in chat.
Oh, hey, Susanna.
She's at work, and it's giving her a headache.
Oh, well, work can do that to a person.
Boo.
Work. Ugh.
Boo work.
All right. All right, side, we're done with that stuff. I don't have a word for you. Can chat give you a word?
Also wants to know, do you need whipping this week, Jocelyn?
Always.
Oh, sorry, weekend. Yes.
Yes.
But yes, Chad, I need a word.
Absolutely. Just wait.
In the meantime, I'm going to snack on a chip.
Oh, yeah, bagel chips.
Wait, we haven't opened the cream cheese.
Well, guess, but there's only so much cream cheese in a day I can do, and I need to take a break because I have cream cheese on my bagel. I got my bagel with, like, an open face bagel because they have their summer menu out.
Jeez.
And I got half with garlic herb cream cheese on it. And I got half of it with tomato and feta cheese.
Ooh, they've got some of their blue bagel in here.
Ooh, nice. And half of it with cucumbers and fresh herbs. And oh my god, they were so good. I need more cucumber on the cucumber one, but I think that might replace my turkey club for a bit.
They made blue bagel for pride. It's a very suspicious color for a bagel chip to be.
It is a suspicious bagel chip color, but that's okay.
I would be very suspicious if I hadn't seen their pride bagels in the shop.
That's fine. But yes, no, also, in the you're an advent, if it ends up being us again this year, I will absolutely send you bagel chips. In fact, if you end up with Diana or somebody else, I can still probably just send you bagel chips. I do a care package to Canada for Asa. Asa does one from Norway to me. I get hand lotion and marzipan bars. I send her Tim Hortons tea and bagel chips. Sounds about right.
Sounds pretty good, honestly.
Oh, no, Amsterdam tea room tea.
And bagel chips. Is it blueberry? The
chips are blueberry?
No, they're just bagel flavored. It's just food coloring.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's a perfectly normal bagel. It just looks funny.
Ooh, it's all right. Carrots that are purple are perfectly normal carrots, but my brain still goes, that's purple.
They're more fun.
They make great carrot ribbon salads.
Mm.
And really good when you want to do rainbow salad sandwiches.
But also, if you want to cook them, don't cook them with lighter colored carrots, because then everything comes out gray.
Yes.
You'll dye your other carrots a weird color.
I tend to roast my purple carrots if I'm cooking them, and they kind of stay separate from the other carrots.
That works too.
Yeah. Mostly because the yellow and orange carrots you can cook together. They're fine. But the blue-purple ones, you need to separate those bad boys.
The word bollocks has been suggested.
Bollocks?
That bollocks. Works.
I like it. I need to go look up and write out what words I've got to do. And I don't, because I'm doing other things.
She like says setting up purple carrots stream. Taste nicer.
The purple carrots taste really good. Sometimes it's because I want to make a rainbow salad, like, sandwich. Like, I want to have, like, the Roy G. Biv going on, but I don't necessarily want eggplant for the purple.
Mm-hmm.
But if purple carrots are in season, I'll happily switch up to the purple carrots instead.
Also says purple carrots and purple potatoes are fun when you have kids visiting.
Yes, they would be. Whereas, like, sometimes I like the red onion for red instead of the tomato. Just depends, right?
Okay.
On what other veggies I got going on in there. Because green is obviously lettuce.
Well, yeah.
Yellow, I tend to do yellow bell peppers. But then you got some play with, like, your reds, your blues, your purples.
Are you feeling tomatoes or...
You know, red onion, like, you got some room in there to fiddle with. So, fun stuff.
All right. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we chat about all manner of things and share pattern links, perhaps about those boxer shorts with the elephant trunks that perhaps go with some bollocks.
We've done that. We've absolutely shared that pattern.
You know, with the elephant trunk and the... Yeah. Anyway, moving right along. We also have YouTube memberships. We finally managed to click the right Arcane series of buttons to get that working.
Oh my god, this is such a convoluted, not intuitive for her. Series of buttons.
That's where I draw the line.
If she can't intuit it, it's not good.
It was not good. It was not a good experience. Anyway, it's working now. So for a couple bucks a month, you get some extra few hours a month of some Stardew Valley gaming. Don't click the mouse, please, Phaedra. some extra hours of Stardew Valley gaming, wherein we're just playing Stardew Valley, and you can hang out and chill and,
I'm just gonna take this away from you, buddy. And hang it right off the edge of the... Yeah.
Done. Perfect. Done.
Now it's cat-proofed.
There is no new gaming there. Okay, hang on. I'll put some up after this.
You should just drop all of them. Just put them all in there and then write a community post. There you go, Asa. Leave me alone.
But see, then I have nothing in the backlog for when she pokes me.
That's fine. Let's be honest. The first thing we're going to want to do when you get back home is some Stardew Valley gaming anyway.
That's fair. That's fair.
Thanks.
What else do we have?
Well, we've got Patreon, which has got multiple tiers on the go. So anywhere from one buckaroo a month up to if you want to watch Diana's eyebrows and voice get up into the squeaky range as we play adult and appropriate games.
Yes, I believe I just put that one up.
Oh, God. It's not. It's explicit content, folks. We have all the tiers laid out on Patreon for everybody. You can just join as a free member if you want to keep track of posts and things that are going on. I'm slowly building up to link to the other things that we do on the internet as ourselves to post as free for everybody to see. Schedules are also posted for free, so you have a rough idea of what we're doing in the month. Depending on, you know, obviously life, because that can always change a thing. Experimental Tuesdays, I fell down a rabbit hole for Satan the last few weeks, so I haven't been posting. Now that I've reached the end of the experimentation phase, that was far more complicated than I thought it was going to be, I can now start doing some Satan posts, so I hope everyone wants to learn about fake meat, because that is what I've been doing the last month and a bit. All sorts of types of Satan. Satan, that's what other mock meat is, it's just Satan. Satan. It's weird, people. So those go on at $5 a month or more. You get invited into the monthly e-Patreon knit-ins, which is actually this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
You fly home Friday.
Yes, I will be home on Friday and Patreon knit in on Saturday.
I'm live today with you. I'm live tomorrow with you for the summer solstice.
We had another question about when are the funsies happening for the summer solstice.
Tomorrow at noon.
Yes, noon Manitoba time.
We're going to be doing some cast on.
The usual time.
The usual time, yeah. I'm live.
I need to borrow a ball winder.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm live with Louise Friday night.
That's good, because I'll be flying home.
Mid-month check-in. And then I'm live with you on the Patreon E-Knitted. So for the next 4 days solid, Patreon people can find me live on the internet. Oh boy.
You ready for that?
I suspect Sunday I'll nap. So Sunday I'm going to want a nap.
Yeah.
Record, but nap.
Yeah.
Are we going to do a live another Wednesday? Do we just want to do a month of lives?
That's a good question.
I'm glad I asked it. You can find all the information on northernknitspodcast.com or .wordpress.com.
.com. Northernknitspodcast.com.
We have a webpage. We're linking things there. We have slowly been making some personal decisions on what social media we want to use and what social media we don't want to use. So we've been tidying up our background links and personal stuff and getting things ready for you guys. I'm also getting ready and doing background learn to launch my own YouTube channel. So the workload is high. Diana's onboarding to a new job.
Oh yeah, I got a job, guys.
So
I'm starting a new job next month, like a real full-time job.
We've got a lot of things on the go at the moment. We need to streamline some stuff.
Also votes for a live month.
Sure. I mean, it just saves me from editing, and it saves us from literally trying to have enough stuff.
Jude seconds it. Okay, well, I guess we're doing a live month.
That's it. 2 seconds. We're good. Let's go. Because you're not doing your work. You're not starting a new job till
sometime in July.
July. So
exact date TBD.
Okay, so that's fine. So we've got some time to do with that. And it means we can take those, my recording, like the editing day and the note. Show note days, and we could turn those into work days to get some things cranked out and fine-tuned before you go to your new job.
Okay,
that works. Excellent. It also means we don't have to have projects to talk about for Sunday, and I can nap.
Perfect.
Yeah. Done. Deal made. Sweet. This is how we make decisions, and I likes it. She looks so cute when she's sleeping.
I know. She looks so cute and innocent. She
stays alive.
With a little ear twitch and everything.
Sometimes when we're conscious, Mom wants to kill us. And she phones her grandmother and goes, would you like a cat? For some reason, my mother always says, no, I don't know why. Or I'll start a conversation with your grandcat. Uh-oh, what you do now? When we're extra cat. At least we no longer make art yarn installations like we used to do.
Oh.
So maybe we've matured into senior cat, and now we're just going to knock things off shelves and not turn them into art yarn?
It's progress.
Well, remember in the house? Yeah, she would take yarn all the way through the bedroom, through the living room, into the kitchen, around the dining room, in the office, all the way back, like all the way into the laundry room beside. And just my sister would be like, you have been ensconced in living art yarn. And I'd be like, excuse me, the what now? She'd look at me like, oh my God. We take the two of us like 20 minutes to disentangle the yarn from around everything. But she was really young then, so it was fine. It's a kitten thing.
Good thing she's cute.
Oh, some days. Some days.
Also says you're not allowed to take a nap. You have too much to do.
I can never sleep again. Just wait. I'm going to show you the things I want to get done. Oh my God, I have a pair of eyeballs.
Yeah.
You could help me do some things, and then I'm not taking twice the amount of time to do it.
Yeah.
I like that thought a lot. Ooh, guys.
We have the power.
We have the power. Okay. Excellent. Let's tag team some stuff. Let's get it done. I think that's it. We've got the summer solstice cast on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We have new Patreon on Saturday. The following Saturday is going to be whip sprints for the month. I love all of you, but I need to knock us back to 3 sprints. I can't do 5. It's too much.
That's fair.
It's too much. I'm finding the next day my wrist hurts so bad.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. Yeah, 3. We need to stop at like 3.
Okay.
So we're going to be shortening that format down because my wrist can't handle it.
It's totally fair.
And I don't want to be forced to take like a 4 to 6 week break.
No.
So we're gonna back off a little bit on the intense sprint records. It also means it's a shorter recording time for us. So we've got more time to, you know, like be people. You can, you know, see your husband on a weekend.
What? Weird.
Weird. It's almost like you married the man.
Spend time with
husband.
The person I'm married.
What?
What? I don't understand.
Yeah, we'll explain the concept after the show. I think that's it.
Thank you for all the congratulations from everybody.
Oh, so excited for you. Oh, so good. It'll be so nice. It'll be a lot less stress.
It's a 4-day work week, guys.
It's going to be a lot less stress.
It's a pay raise and a 4-day work week.
And you're in an almost fully girl dev team?
Yeah, the dev team is, I'm employee number 3.
Startup. It's not going to be a high employee count.
The 2 founders are men, but they've hired 3 women for their dev team. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I think it's going to be really good. And it'll be really, because you like structure.
Yes, I do thrive on structure.
So, like, that'll be great. Perfect. Okay. In which case, I'm going to say, until tomorrow, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your day takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit. Oh, Suzanne has dinosaur charms for me.
What? Oh, dinosaur charms. Okay. Yes. Dinosaur charms.
Okay.
Don't stress, Susanna. You just put those in the mail when you feel up to it.
Yes. No rush.
No rush. We're good. She'll be just as excited when she gets them, no matter when that happens to be.
Because my goldfish brain will forget all about this moment. Absolutely. And I'll be excited all over again.
What Susanna said to me, it'll be like, yeah, she told you.
Okay, I forgot we bought bagels to take to the lake this weekend. Because we just got some like Sobeys bagels and cream cheese. And I was delighted every single morning to remember that we had bagels. Every morning, delighted all over again. Goldfish brain. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Did your husband and brother-in-law look at you weirdly?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because, like, I would have looked at you weirdly. Oh, my God. Okay. Perhaps no coffee today.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Cat, we're going to have to bug you.